This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoane in for Terry Gross. Casey Lemons is not a stranger to Hollywood. While not a big-name star, she worked as an actress in Silence of the Lambs, Hard Target, Fear of a Black Hat, Drop Squad, and Vampire's Kiss. But when she wrote the screenplay for a film called Eve's Bayou, she knew she had to direct it. The film opened last week and stars Samuel L. Jackson, who is also one of its producers, Lynn Whitfield, Debbie Morgan, Diane Carroll, Vondi Curtis Hall, who is Lemon's husband, and Jurnee Smollett as 10-year-old Eve. It's a lyrical, mystical story about ghosts, memory, family secrets, and a young girl's loss of innocence. In this scene, Eve is having a temper tantrum, which is trying the patience of her aunt and mother.
What did you do to your brother?
I'm going to push him out of a window if I don't get out of this house.
Eve!
Cicely's been in the goddamn bathtub for an hour. You know that? She stayed in there 3 hours yesterday.
Fortunately, there's more than one bathroom in this house.
Ain't that much dirt in all Louisiana. Get out of the damn tub!
You watch your language, young lady.
Mommy keeps stabbing herself in the kitchen. She'll hurt your hands, Mama.
I think you better hush.
And where's Daddy? He's never home. He's supposed to be home sometimes.
Listen, you little ingrate. Your father works hard so we can have a house with 4 bathrooms.
Not every night he's not working. I know he's not.
Casey Lemons says that she began Eve's Bayou as a novel and that the circumstances in the story are fictional. But Eve Baptiste is 10 in the film, and Casey Lemons was 9 when her parents divorced. I asked her if there was a connection.
There probably is on a level. I mean, I can't say there's not. That would be that would be denial. I think there probably is. I think it's something that I looked at later as an adult and said, you know, what was I really feeling? What was I thinking? I was confused, definitely. And it's also talking to other people, other children. You know, of course, many children go through divorces. I think half marriages end up in divorces, and it's pretty common. But it can be kind of confusing for the child. And I definitely think that was partly what I was examining, those feelings.
Do you think
trying to? I mean, Eve really tries to make things right in her own way. She has a sense of justice and a sense of purpose, and it's really about the way the child reacts to the family dissolving.
You got a wonderful performance from the little girl who plays Eve. She's a girl named Jurnee Smollett. Tell us how you found her.
I found her very late in the process. Everyone else had been cast, and I was on location in Louisiana, actually, when I had auditioned many, many wonderful, beautiful little actresses, but I was looking for a raw quality and honesty and a kind of otherworldliness. And I knew that I would find her. We were looking all across the country. I have a brilliant casting director, Jackie Brown, and it was after I went back to Louisiana and was, you know, gearing all up to make the movie, I got the call from Jackie Brown to fly back to L.A. Jurnee just come into town. And I met her, and very quickly, within a few minutes, I knew she was the kid.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I can remember the second that I knew, and it was halfway through her first scene.
What did she do? What did she say?
It was the way she cried, the rawness of emotion, you know? It made you hurt. It wasn't actory at all. It was raw, like a child in pain, you know? And yet she's a very happy kid. She goes amazingly, facilely between the character and you know, her little kid self. You know, it's so beautiful.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson plays a very important role in this film as Eve's father. And looking at his performance, I can't remember when I saw him play this handsome, sexy, leading role like that.
Well, I think that's why he and his managers were attracted to the material, you know. They're very smart people, and I think they wanted this for Sam for that very reason. And so, you know, I was lucky that he hadn't played a part like that before.
Yeah.
Louis Batiste is a wonderful character to me. I love him because he's so complicated, and he walks that line, you know. He's not a bad guy, and I thought, if we can pull this off, so that this incredibly flawed man comes off sympathetic, you know, you don't hate him. then we've really accomplished something. And Sam totally understood the line that had to be walked and how delicately the character had to be played. And so we talked about it a lot.
What I find so interesting about this film is this young girl's perspective of her family, realizing that there are many complexities, there are many secrets within this family, and there are things that she does that she really doesn't understand. And as a director, it's a challenge to try to tell a story from the slightly confused perspective of a little girl without confusing the audience.
You know, I didn't think about how difficult it was or was going to be, because that's the way the story always was in my mind. It was always from Eve's point of view, so it was not a question of, do I write it from a child's point of view and how hard will that be? Visually, you have to be very specific in terms of not being confusing. You have to be very specific when you've got a film that has, you know, flashbacks and ghosts and different points of view and memories. And so we were very specific. Okay, this is a vision and this is what it looks like. This is a flashback and this is what it looks like. This is a memory and this is what it looks like, you know. These are ghosts. but always, I always heard it from Eve's point of view. So I think it's just that important time in your life when you realize that your parents aren't gods. It's a loss of innocence, you know, when you realize that the people around you aren't perfect and that life is complicated.
Well, I think it's also a sensitive portrayal of a little girl beginning to understand something about adult sexuality.
Right.
And of course, being confused and in many ways angered by it. I mean, Eve sees her father, who does love his family, but he also is a philanderer and is having an affair with a married woman, and she's trying to make sense of this. How did you help this actress understand what was going on in this story?
She had read the script before she auditioned, and I asked her, I said, do you understand the script? And she said, yeah, I went over it with my mother. And so her mother, Janet Smollett, is just an incredible mom. Just a really deep person and a really understanding person who wants the best for her children and yet is in show business, and the whole family's in show business. And I really don't think that Journey could be the actress and the child that she is without such strong parents. But Janet had really talked her through it. In terms visually, you can do tricks. That's the beauty of film. So she didn't actually have to see all the things that Eve sees in the movie. You know, you can shoot around that. But she did understand the script. She did. She had her little child's point of view of mm-hmm. it, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ask Journey what Eve's Bayou is about, she'll give a different answer than you would give.
That's interesting. What does she say?
Well, she'll start by, it's about this girl named Eve. And she, who, you know, loves her family, and she really sees Eve's point of view.
Hmm.
But it's very kind of innocent. It's very innocent and beautiful to hear her talk about it, about the movie, what she thinks it's about. It's very beautiful, actually. The first time I heard her talk about it, I burst into tears.
Oh, really? Do you have a sister?
Yeah, I do.
We're very close. Okay, and the kind of jealousy between Eve and her sister. I mean, they can't live together, but they also can't be apart. You relate to that?
Yeah, we never really had jealousy. The things that I mean, of all the relationships in the movie, that's the one I borrowed the most heavily from my life. It was never really the jealousy, but we read Shakespeare, and my sister read me the complete works of William Shakespeare, and we read it together, and, you know, I always had to play the boys, and she always got to play the beautiful women, Juliet. But we fought very, very hard when we fought, and we were each other's best friend. For, you know, many, many years. We still are. And we're incredibly close. We can feel what each other are thinking. And that was something that I did want to try and put on film.
This film is set in the Bayou, and I know that you were born in St. Louis and lived in Massachusetts. Do you have a kind of connection to the South?
I come from a very, very Southern family. My mother's from Americus, Georgia. My father's from Louisiana and Birmingham, Alabama. They met at Tuskegee Army Air Base. I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's in Tuskegee. So it's not a stretch, you know, to relate to the South for me. In preparation for Eve's Bayou, I spent a lot of time in Louisiana. And also, it's just such a magical place. And It lends itself to a certain type of folklore, and I wanted to tell kind of a difficult story, but in a fairy tale context, and Louisiana is a great place for that.
Well, certainly you have the swamps, you have the Spanish moss, you have the thick forest, the snakes, all that you can use to tell a story such as this.
It becomes a character in the piece. The location becomes a character.
My guest is Casey Lemons. Her new film, Eve's Bayou, just opened. We'll talk more after a short break. This is Fresh Air. Casey Lemons is our guest. She's a writer and director of a new film. It's called Eve's Bayou. Well, I want to ask you about how you were able to get this movie made, and you, having written the film, started to take it to various producers and film companies. You were actually pregnant at the time. This was a first-time feature film for you. You certainly had acted and had written some screenplays in the past, but, you know, how do you get someone to give you money under those conditions, writing a story as complex as this one?
Well, it helps to have Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, right.
And we really got lucky in that we happened upon Trimark at a time when they really were trying to make a movie like this. So everybody else in Hollywood that had passed on the project, which is a normal process, you know, that's the way it's done. Everybody else really didn't need to make Eve's Bayou, and Trimark really did need to make it. And so we ran into them, and it became this marriage of, you know, being in the right place at the right time.
And did you originally want to direct it?
Not originally. Originally, yes. I thought I might direct it one day. When we started shopping it and it became more an immediate prospect, I kind of let go of that and started talking to directors about it or being open to conversations about other directors. And then somewhere along the line, I actually changed my mind again and decided that I was really too close to the material. I woke up one day and I said, no, this just isn't sitting right. You know, somebody's going to mess it up. I mean, Eve's Bayou is complicated and delicately balanced, and I just felt that I was the best person to tell the story. And I'd been to film school, and I wrote the script, so I didn't see why that wouldn't be a good idea. I mean, I could see many reasons why other people might think it wasn't, but I felt pretty strongly.
Do you still want to act? I mean, you act, you write, and now you direct.
Acting is my first love, mm-hmm. and I'll always love it, and I definitely hope to act again.
Well, I don't want to make too much of it, but again, looking at the kind of movies that are get made, I wonder what is offered to a black actress these days.
Well, you know, I have been kind of out of the loop for a couple of years. I've played a lot of, you know, cops, agents,
yeah,
black girl best friend, black girl next door,
right.
But I've had a lot of interesting parts. I mean, mm-hmm. I've liked the parts that I've played.
Would you say things are changing in Hollywood, that there's more openness to seeing black actors in a more complex, nuanced role?
Oh, distinctly. I mean, I'm very, very, very encouraged by what's happening in Hollywood. I'm very encouraged by, you know, the success of Soul Food and the fact that Eve's Bayou got made and films that I hear are getting made and directors that are kind of coming up with and behind me. I'm very, very excited about the future. I think that that it's been hard for black actresses. It's hard for any actress, I think. It's hard for women in Hollywood and the more women filmmakers and writers that we have, the better that's going to be. You know, the situation is going to improve by adding talent to the talent pool. A woman's voice is very important. I really believe that. I think that some of the greatest characters ever have been written by men, but I think women are going to really help take it to the next step.
You've been a member of the Writers Guild for about 10 years now. How did you develop your writing talents?
Well, I went to film school. At the time that I went to film school, I was writing scenes for my actors friends, my actor friends that were in acting school. And, you know, that just kind of got tired of doing David Rabe or Danny in the Deep Blue Sea or, you know, the kind of pieces that everybody does in acting class. And, you know, you see them a lot. And so I started writing scenes for friends of mine that didn't really have a context. It would just be a floating scene. And so that was really my first experience. And then I went to film school. And when I came out of film school, I had made a short film that I was extremely proud of. And I showed it to Mr. Cosby. I had an audition for the Cosby Show, and I said, okay, I'm going to bring in my film, you know. So I auditioned. I didn't get the part. I said, Mr. Cosby, you know, I'd like to show you this short film that I've made in film school. It's only 7 minutes long, and it won't
take up too much of your time, right?
And so he watched it, and afterwards he said, it's pretty good, kid, you know, but what I really need is a writer. I said, oh, I'm a writer. He said, could you write me a 4-page scene? And that's what I was doing, you know, for fun in my free time. So I said, sure. And he said, bring it back next Tuesday. And I came back on Tuesday. Of course, he'd forgotten he ever talked to me. And he said, you know, who are you? Oh, yeah, come with me. And he showed my scene to a head writer that was working on a film for him that was putting together a team of women. And I wrote as part of a team with Lee Hunkins and P.J. Gibson on a movie that never got made. But that was my first real professional writing experience. And Mr. Cosby got me into the Writers Guild.
What's the hardest part of writing for you?
The solitude. I mean, you get very lonely. and just getting through it. I mean, I do a lot of procrastinating. You know, I clean the house. I make lunch, you know, twice.
Anything but writing, right?
you know, talk on the phone. It's hard discipline. And it's lonely. I get lonely, you know, sometimes. You know, my friends call and they want me to come out. And it's like, no, I'm working. And, you know, it's great when they can finally see a finished product and say, oh, that's what you've been doing all those times you couldn't go out with us.
Well, I'm thinking about the year that you, or the year and a half, I guess, that you and your husband, Vondie Curtis Hall, have had. You both debuted a feature-length film. You managed to have a baby in the middle somewhere there. How have you survived these last 18 months?
Actually, I haven't, you know, I try not to think about it too. I couldn't have gotten through it if I had overthought about it too much. I mean, one thing that happened was, you know, Vondie wrote his film after I wrote Eve's Bayou, and we both started shopping them, and then his looked hot, and then something would fall through, and then mine would look hot, but then it wouldn't come through. And so we didn't actually know when they were going to land, like how it was going to go for us. You never really know when you're going to get your green light. And so at the same time, we're trying to have a baby, and so we decided, well, let's just have the baby, you know? And both films got greenlit. So it's kind of one of those situations that I don't think we would have exactly planned it that way. But that's the way it worked out. So I directed my movie with a 3-month-old baby. He was 3.5 months or 4 months when we started and 7 months when we finished. And
wow, how do you do that?
Well, you have great backup support. You have a great nanny. He was on the set the entire time. Everybody loved Hunter, and I think it's really affected his personality in a positive way, you know, because he's a very social baby, and he's a very confident baby because, you know, every time he came to work, 150 people were glad to see him, you know, Hunter! I've got tons of pictures of different actors kissing my baby, Branford Marcellus holding the baby up in the air. So I think it was kind of a wonderful experience for the little guy, you know. On the other hand, it was very painful for me at times. But I held him a lot. I usually held him at the monitor through the rehearsal, and then right before we would go to action, I would you know, kind of give him up temporarily, you know, to the nanny, and just so that, you know, there wasn't a noise factor. But I actually directed many shots holding him.
Really? On your hip or over your shoulder? Or?
Holding him in my lap at the monitor. My parents were around a lot, and they saved my life. And so that was wonderful. And, of course, having Vondie in the movie helped because, you know, he was around.
Do you have another film you're working on?
Right now I'm writing a script with my husband that's for him to direct, and that's really what I'm working on. I'm talking to a lot of people about a lot of projects, and yet, on the other hand, I'm biding my time. I feel it's important to me as an artist to wait to feel extremely passionately about something, because making movies is extremely difficult, and it takes, you know, it's a year out of your life or more that's wonderful but also very painful, and you know, you go through a whole range of emotions and it's exhausting, and I need to feel extremely passionately before I involve myself in another project. Maybe that's because I'm a woman, or maybe it's because I'm a mommy, you know, but I'm waiting to feel the passion.
Well, Casey Lemons, thank you so much for joining us today on Fresh Air.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Casey Lemons' new film is Eve's Bayou, which she wrote and directed. It stars Samuel L. Jackson. This is Fresh Air.